I've got another question here from Roy Preston. He says, why do some people blink more than others?
Right, well, most people blink once every 2 to 10 seconds. I mean, do you guys blink a lot or do you not blink very much at all?
I don't think I blink that much, actually. I'm certainly not aware of myself blinking that often.
I'm going to try and not blink now for the next few minutes and see what happens.
It's like when you think too much about your breathing and then you just can't do it. So blinking can be triggered by irritants like dust or pollen if you get hay fever in the summer like I do. But it's mainly controlled by nervous impulses from the brain. So everyone has a sort of blinking pacemaker in their brain, and everyone's different, so everyone's is set slightly differently. Now, this area of the brain is known as the caudate nucleus, and it controls your blinking by sending impulses down the nervous system into the muscles around your eyelids. Now, there are, of course, other things that can affect your blinking, like fatigue, and also some diseases, like Parkinson's and nerve disorders. But what's quite interesting is that when we blink, we don't actually notice that we're blinking because our brains filter out the signal. So I suppose if you blink a lot, it's probably because your brain makes it that way, or you need to get more sleep.
So actually, I said I don't notice myself blinking a lot, but my brain is wired for me not to.
Exactly. It's the same as when you move your eyes around a room. Your brain sort of cuts out the signal of when your eyes are moving so that you don't get confused and feel like the world's spinning. It's called corollary discharge.
Very interesting. So, Diana, how are you coping with not blinking?
I think I've given up now.
Sarah, thank you ever so much. Sarah will be back with us in the next Naked Scientist to custode over a few more of your questions.